This is the Business English Certificate, Vantage 3. Listening Test 4. Part 1. Questions 1 to 12. You will hear three telephone conversations or messages. Write one or two words or a number in the numbered spaces on the notes or forms below. After you have listened once, replay each recording. Conversation 1. Questions 1 to 4. Look at the notes below. You will hear a woman discussing production problems with her boss. You have 15 seconds to read through the notes. Now listen and fill in the spaces.
Sarah, can you bring me up to speed with the production situation? We've had a few problems, haven't we?
Yes, we had technical problems on the assembly line. And on top of that, prices of the plastic components have rocketed. And because of that, we're about to increase the prices of our goods, which won't please our customers.
Surely everyone's affected, not just us.
Yes. But we should have made agreements with our suppliers to sell only to us, like many of our competitors do. We missed out there.
Why was that?
I suggested it at the monthly team meeting, but they thought there was no rush. I tried bringing it up at the focus meeting, but we didn't get round to it.
Well, it's time we did. What else?
We had to recall all products made last month because of defective casings. This was because we simply didn't have enough skilled operators, although the earlier problems with missing machine parts had already been resolved. So, we're back on track now.
I'm glad to hear it. Thanks.
Now listen to the recording again. Conversation 2. Questions 5 to 8. Look at the note below. You will hear a woman phoning her company's legal department about employment contracts. You have 15 seconds to read through the note. Now listen and fill in the spaces.
Legal department, Simon Smith's office.
Hello, is Simon available?
He's in a meeting. Can I take a message?
Please. It's Emma Paynton, production supervisor. Simon usually does the contracts for our service engineers. We've decided to take on some training staff, and I'd like to check details before I finalise their contracts. Last time Simon okayed some contracts, he recommended including a trial period of 3 months. The employee hadn't been qualified for long. I'd like to do the same this time. My question is 3 months the maximum time allowed?
Right. Got that.
My other question's about fees. I'm going to pay by the hour and also give annual bonuses. I know they won't get sick pay, but could Simon advise on whether we're obliged to offer holiday pay and whether that can be calculated into the hourly rate?
Fine.
Oh, one other matter. If I fax him another contract, could he look through it? We're changing to another distributor who's sent us the draft document, and the warehouse manager wants someone to go over it for him.
Okay, I've got all of them.
Now listen to the recording again. Conversation 3. Questions 9 to 12. Look at the notes below. You will hear two colleagues discussing what to include in their company's newsletter. seconds to read through the notes. Now listen and fill in the spaces.
That was a good meeting, George.
We covered a lot, certainly. Let's pick out some points for next month's newsletter. We'll have to prepare it soon, anyway.
Good idea. We usually leave it too late.
I'll take notes. Let's start with something positive. How about the fact that the MDs finally agreed to start a productivity bonus? That's good news.
Especially as it'll be right across the board. Then there's the feedback from last month's trade fair. It was very encouraging on the latest equipment that was exhibited.
Yes, we should include that, especially for the design team. And something about G&Q. The board are in the process of deciding whether to go ahead with a takeover. It's not official yet, but the rumours are spreading already. Some staff know people in the other company, so they'll hear about it from them.
Let's write about it. But we must include confirmation that there won't be any redundancies, at least in the foreseeable future, to avoid causing anxiety.
Right. Let's do the first draft tomorrow.
Okay.
Now listen to the recording again. That is the end of part one. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.